Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Wednesday, the 15th of February, 2017. We're in the book of Jeremiah, that is Yirmeyahu in Hebrew, and we're going to be starting at chapter 3 today. We did 1 and 2 yesterday with the introduction to Jeremiah. And he is prophesying against a lot of people and doing a lot of warning and stuff, and that's not making him popular, okay? But he's not particularly worried about popularity contest, as we shall see. Let me get a drink of water, and I'll get right into it. Oh, that's marvelous. I bought myself a real nice water filter. I couldn't afford a Berkey, so I got the best model of a Pure, P-U-R, that was available. And it doesn't take out the biotics, you know, the little microbes, because I'm doing tap water. And there's not a lot of stuff in the water here where I live. But there's all kinds of chemicals and byproducts and stuff, and the Pure takes all of that out. And boy, does it make a difference in how the water tastes. One of these days, I'll save up my shekels and I'll be able to afford a Berkey, but until I can do that, I sort of have to make do if it doesn't kill me first. And let's get into chapter 3 of Yirmeyahu. They say, this is verse 1, if a man sends away, 7971, his wife, and she goes from him and becomes another man's, shall he return to her again? Shall not that land be greatly defiled? 26:10. Doubled. But you have played the harlot, 21:81, with many lovers. Yet return again to me, declares Yahweh. He's comparing Israel to a set-aside wife that's been committing adultery. Verse 2. Lift up your eyes unto the high places, 8:205, and see. Where have you not been ravished? 7693. Everybody they've dealt with has ravished them. I'll just use the word ravished as it is in the scripture. In the ways, 1870, you have set 3427 for them. As the Arabi, 6163, in the wilderness. And you have defiled, 2610, the land with your fornications, 2184, and with your wickedness, 7451. And fornications is zenuthiac, that's as with alien gods. I've been fornicating with these idols of other lands. Whew. There's 3. Therefore the showers, 7241, have been withheld, 4513, and there has been no latter rain, 4456, That's the spring rain, Malakosh. And you had a woman prostitute's forehead, 4696, Metzach, as stubborn, hard-headed. You refused, 3985, to be ashamed, 3637. Oh, verse 4. Will you not from this time, 6258, cry to me, my father, you are the friend, 441, that's aloof, and that's as an idiom for husband, of my youth, 5271. Well, yeah, he was Israel's husband in the beginning, but she's been unfaithful to him. Using the idiom of Israel as a woman. Will he keep, 5201, a grudge forever? 5769, will he keep it to the end? 5331. Behold, you have spoken and done evil when you were able. Whenever you were able to do evil, you did it. Verse 6, Yahweh said unto me also in the days of Yoshiyahu the king, this is Jeremiah speaking, have you seen what the apostate one, 4878, Israel has done? She has walked upon every high mountain and under every luxuriant tree, and there played the whore, 2181, to alien gods. That's where they did all the pagan worship, up on the high places and under big trees. They had orgies and stuff. And the apostate one is Meshubah. And in this verse, you can reference 2 Kings, chapter 22, verse 1 through 23:30. That's chapter 22, verse 1 through chapter 23:30. And 2 Chronicles 34, 1 through chapter 35, 27. Verse 7. And I said, after she had done all this, referring to Israel, is she, return to me. But she returned not. And her treacherous 901 sister, 269, Yehuda, saw it. Comparing the tribe of Judah and Jerusalem as watching what Israel over in Shemaron was doing. Pardon me, I got to clear the pipes here. It clears up after I talk a bit. It's just when I get started, I have lung congestion. Verse 8. And I saw, because over all the causes, 182, whereby committed adultery, 5003, the apostate one, 4478, again referring to Israel, the apostate one, Israel, I had sent her away and given to her a scroll, 5612, of divorce, 3478. That's karitutena, literally a cutting of the marriage contract. Yet feared not her treacherous sister Yehuda, but went and played the harlot also. So later on, Yehuda went the way of Jerusalem and had all kinds of foreign gods and all that other nonsense in it. They weren't as bad as Israel was at first, but they caught up eventually. Verse 9, and it came to be from the frivolity, 6963, it's Mikol, and it's an odd usage here. It usually says the voice, or the sound, But here it's used as frivolity. It's an odd use. It came to be from the frivolity of her fornication, 2184, that she defiled, 2610, the land, committed adultery, 5003, with stones and with pieces of trees, stone and wooden idols. Verse 10. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister, Yehuda, has not returned to me with her whole heart, but fraudulently, 8267, that's Sheker. Verse 11. And said Yahweh unto me, the apostate one Israel has justified herself more than treacherous Yehuda. Ooh. That's tough. Verse 12. Go and proclaim these words toward the north, 6828, and say, that's the northern tribes, return, you apostate one, Israel, declares Yahweh, and I will not cause to fall, 5307, my presence upon you, because I am merciful, 2623, declares Yahweh, and I will not keep a grudge forever. In other words, he's even willing to forgive them if they come back. Verse 13, only acknowledge your iniquity that against Yahweh Elohim, that's your God, you have transgressed, 6586, Pasha'at, and have scattered, 6340, your ways to the foreigners, 2114, that's their gods, under every luxuriant tree, and you have not listened to my voice, declares Yahweh. Verse 14, just a second. Yep, that caught up with me. A return, apostate, 7726. Shobabim, return, apostate children, declares Yahweh, because I am a husband, 1166, Baaleti, unto you, and I will take you away, 3947, one from a city, 5892, and two from a clan, and I will bring you to Zion. In other words, he'll return the people of Israel to where they belong. Verse 15. And I will give you shepherds. Okay, that's Roim 7462, speaking of pastors. Okay, people that preach and give them the word. And feed, which shall pasture you with knowledge and prudence. Knowledge is 1844 and prudence is 7919. That's Deah and Haskel. The shepherds feed the flock. Well, that's why I'm called a pastor. Not because I have a congregation, but I feed the flock of Israel. I'm one of the pastors. I serve the duty of teaching the scriptures, because Yahweh has blessed me with knowledge, and I really love to pass it on, because I want my people to know. I love my people, Israel. That's what it's all about. Loving thy neighbor, in other words, your racial kinsman, as yourself. Verse 16, and it shall be, when you have multiplied and bear fruit, 6509, in the land in those days, declares Yahweh, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done anymore. Well, we don't have it anymore. Verse 17. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yahweh. And all the nations shall be gathered to it. That's Israel nations. To the name of Yahweh, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk anymore after the stubbornness of their evil heart. Stubbornness is 8307. Now this is speaking in now. Verse 18, in those days the house of Yehuda shall walk with the house of Israel. We are united again. They weren't back then. This is future prophecy. And they shall come together from the land of the north to the land that I have given as an inheritance to your ancestors. Well, they were sent north in dispersion. And now we're scattered all over the place. But I said, how shall I put you among the children and give you a pleasant land, a beautiful heritage of the host of nations? And I said, you shall call me my father and shall not turn away from following after me. And who do we pray to? Our Father who art in heaven. Yeshua taught us that. Verse 20, surely as a wife treacherously departs, 898, Bageda, from her paramour, 7453, that's Reah, so you have dealt treacherously, 898, with me, house of Israel, declares Yahweh. Verse 21, a voice upon the high places, 8205, that's Shephayim, was heard weeping, 1065, Baki, and supplications, 8469, Takanuni, of the children of Israel, for they have perverted, 5753, Iwu, their way, and they have forgotten Yahweh Eloheinu, their God. Verse 22, Yahweh speaking again, return, you apostate children, I will heal, 7495, Arepha, your apostasy, 4878, Meshubotekem, behold, we come to you, for you are Yahweh Eloheinu. That means our God. Verse 23, truly is disappointment from the hills, the multitude of mountains. Truly in Yahweh Eloheinu is the salvation of Israel. Verse 24, for shame has devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth. Their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. This is all Jeremiah speaking. We lie down in our shame and our disgrace covers us. For against Yahweh Eloheinu we have sinned. That's 2398 Katanu, and that means to miss the mark of duty and righteousness. We and our fathers from our youth even to this day and have not heard. That's Shama'inu, as to hear and obey, have not heard the voice of Yahweh Eloheinu. In this chapter, that's the end of chapter 3, when they talk fornication with idols, the pagan idols were mostly sex cults. And actual fornication took place. sexual acts. So it's not just metaphorical. It's actually literal with what they did under the trees. They carved images of Asherah, which is Ishtar, the fertility goddess, where we get Easter Sunday. Ishtar, that's the day of the fertility goddess with the bunnies and the eggs, okay, the fertility symbols. And that's pagan worship, and it continues today. And Yahweh is not pleased. Well, I finished one little thing of water, and I got a nice cold one right here. I got out of the refrigerator. Start in on that. Let's go into chapter 4 here. Verse 1. If you will return, Israel, declares Yahweh, return to me. And if you will remove 5493, that's set aside or turn aside from, your abominations, 8251, that shikutseka, that's referring to the idols. Remove your abominations from before me, then you shall not wander. 5110. And that is nude. That is in the land of nude. They called it Nod. They replaced, changed a letter. And that is as in Genesis 4, went out in the land of wandering. Verse 2, and you shall swear, 7650, Yahweh lives in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him. Speaking of the Israel nations, only the Israel nations. He's not talking to anybody else. And in him shall they boast, 1984. They bless themselves, using Yahweh to bless. May Yahweh bless you. Well, that's what they do with that. Verse 3, you can reference Hosea, chapter 10, verse 12. Verse 3. Because thus says Yahweh to the men of Yehuda and Jerusalem, break up, 5214, your fallow ground, 5215, and sow, 2232, that's plant seeds, not among thorns, 6975. Verse 4, circumcise, 4135, yourselves to Yahweh, and remove, that's turn aside, 5493, the foreskins, 6190, of your heart, 3824. You men of Yehuda and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury, 2534, come forth like fire, and burn, 1197, that none can quench, 3518, from the presence of the evil of your actions, 4611. And that circumcise yourself is himolu, literally a cutting off. And here it is a symbolic of the cutting off of sin. They're using, these are not literal terms. These are all symbolisms and idioms and metaphors and figures of speech. Verse 5, declare, 5046, declare you in Yehuda and cause to hear in Jerusalem and say, blow you the shofar in the land, that's a ram's horn trumpet, fill your hand and say, assemble yourselves, 622, and let us go into the fortified cities. Fill your hand here, that's 43.9, and that is a figurative of arm yourselves. Arm yourselves and go into the fortified cities. Verse 6, 5.3.7.5, the standard 5.2.5.1, towards Zion, seek, or lift up, rather, the standard towards Zion. I missed that. I'm getting old. What am I talking about? I am old. I'm already there. Seek refuge, 5.7.5.6, and do not take a stand, 5.9.7.5, for I will bring evil from the north. And that's evil, 7.4.5.1, meaning as harm from the north, and great destruction, 7.6.6.7. Verse 7, the lion, 7.3.8, is risen, 5.9.2.7, from his thicket, 5.4.4.1, or that, or lair, because that's what they lay down in the thicket. And the destroyer, 7.8.4.3, of the nations has set out, 5.2.6.5. He is gone forth from his place to make your land waste, 8.0.4.7. Your city shall fall in ruins, 5.3.2.7, from no inhabitant. That's the troops that are coming down, calling a lion as the enemies that are going to attack. He's forecasting the overthrow of Jerusalem. Verse 8, over this gird you, 2.2.9.6, in sackcloth, 8.2.4.2, that's a sign of humility. Lament, 5.5.9.4, and howl, 3.2.1.3, for the fierce anger of Yahweh is not turned back from us. Verse 9, and it shall be at that day, declares Yahweh, that the heart of the king shall perish, his heart will just die. And the mind, 38.20, that's usually heart, but that's the center of thought in the Hebrew. The mind of the nobles, 8.2.6.9, and the priests, 3.5.4.8, shall be appalled, 8.0.7.4, and the prophets, 50.30, shall be astounded, 8.5.3.9. Now, Yirmiyahu starts talking again, and he's speaking his answer. Verse 10, then said I, alas, 162, Lord Yahweh, surely you have greatly deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying, you shall have peace. Whereas the sword reaches unto the life. At that time, verse 11, at that time shall it be said to this people unto Jerusalem, a glowing, 6.7.0.1, wind of the high places in the wilderness toward the daughter of my people, not to winnow, 2.2.1.9, nor to cleanse, 13.0.5. Winnow is remove all but the pure grain, get rid of the chaff, thus purify. Verse 12, a full, 4.3.9.2, wind from those shall come to me. Now also will I speak judgment against them. Now he's going to speak of the coming king that's going to come against Jerusalem. Verse 13, behold, he shall come up as clouds, 6051, and his chariots, 4818, as a storm wind, 5492. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, 188, because we are devastated, 7703. Verse 14, wash wickedness from your heart, Jerusalem, that you may be saved. How long shall lodge within you thoughts of evil? Verse 15, he's chastising the people of Jerusalem. That's why they hated him. For a voice declares from Dan and causes to hear of calamity from Mount Ephraim. Now Yahweh speaks again. Make mention to the nations, behold, cause to hear against Jerusalem that watchers, 5341, Notzarim, that's as watchmen, come from afar, 4801, land, and give voice against the city of Yehuda. These are prophets and people that are forecasting doom. Verse 17. As keepers, that's Shomrei, as those who guard, as keepers of a field, they are against her all around, because she has been rebellious, 4784, Maratha, against me, declares Yahweh. Verse 18, your way and your deeds, 4611, have done these to you. In other words, you brought it on yourself. This is your wickedness, because it is bitter, 4751, because it reaches, 5062, to your heart. Verse 19. I need to clear my throat again. Oh. There we go. My suffering, 4578. That's may I. That's literally the intestines and the inward parts of the body as a seat of pain. My suffering. I am pained, 2342, at the walls, 7023, of my heart. My heart thrills, 1993, in me. I cannot keep silent, 2790, because the sound, 6963, of the shofar, 7782, you have heard. My being, 5315, the alarm, 8643, of war. 4421. This is all Yahweh speaking, and sometimes it's not understandable. We weren't there right then, and they didn't write down a lot of stuff, and prophecy is very difficult to translate anyway and to understand. There's stuff that's revealed then, stuff will be revealed in the future, and stuff yet to be revealed from all of this stuff. This is all ongoing today. Verse 20. Destruction, 7667, upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is devastated, 7703. Suddenly, 6597, are my tents devastated, 168, my curtains, 3407, in a moment. Could be speaking of the temple, a tent of meeting, and his curtains of the veil. Verse 21, how long shall I see the standard, 5251, that's a battle standard, and hear the sound of the shofar? Now that's as a call of alarm. Verse 22, for my people are foolish, 191. They have not known me. They are foolish, 5530, children, and they have no understanding or discernment, 995. They are wise, 2450, to do evil, 7489, but to do good, 3190, they have no knowledge, 3045. Now, this is verse 23. And this is a quote from Genesis 1, verses 1 and 2. I beheld the land, and lo, it had become, okay, past tense, chaotic, 8414, and empty, 922. And the skies, 8064, without light, 216. That's tohu bohu, chaotic and empty. It had become, because it was not in the beginning. Now, this is a vision that is given to Yirmiyahu. He was taken back, and this is a vision that was given to him. Verse 24, I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, 7493, Roashim, and all the hills shook themselves, 7043, Kalakalu. Verse 25, I looked, and lo, there was no Adam, and all the birds, 5775, of the skies had fled, 5074. Verse 26, I looked, and lo, the garden land, 3759, that's Carmel, was a wilderness, 4057. And all the cities of it were broken down, 5422. Nititsu, from the presence of Yahweh, from the presence of his fierce anger. This is a vision he was given, and part of it quoted Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2. Well, if Satan and his angels had been living in this land, and there was war in heaven, all the civilization before Adam would have been destroyed. And he's seeing all these things, and it's hard to translate this into modern language. For thus said Yahweh, waste, 8077, Shemama, shall be the whole land, yet complete destruction, 3617, Kala, I will not make. Verse 28, for this shall the land mourn, 56, Te'ebal, and the skies above be black, 6937, that's Kaderu, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, 2161, Zamothi, and will not change my mind, 5162, Nikometi, nor will I turn back from it. Here's Yirmiyahu speaking again. The whole city shall flee from the noise of the horsemen, that's the coming troops, and shooters of bows, their archers. They shall go into thickets and upon the rocks climb up. They climb up into the cliffs to get away from them. Every city forsaken and no man, 376, to dwell in them. Verse 30, you are devastated, 7703, and what will you do? Though you clothe yourself with crimson, 8144, that's a sign of royalty, though you deck, 5710, yourself with ornaments, 5716, of gold, though you have rent 7167 has extended the eye line cosmetically. You have rent your eyes with Pook 6320. That's a glittering paint for the eyes. In vain shall you be beautiful. Your lovers, 5869, that's as lustful, will despise you. Your life they will seek. These are the nations that they had allied themselves with and whored with. Okay? Not gonna be good. Just not gonna be good. Sorry. For I have heard a voice as of sickness, 2470. And the anguish, 6869, like she that bears the firstborn, 1069, a pregnant woman giving birth, the first child. The voice of the daughter of Zion, that's Jerusalem, that gasps for breath, 3306, that spreads her hand, saying, woe is me now, for my being faints because of the slain. Yahweh was really going to put it on them. And I've got about 20 minutes here, so I will get into chapter 5. There's only 31 verses. Chapter 5, go to and fro, that's all one word, 7751, through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the public places, 7339 of it, if you can find a man. If there is, 3426, any that executes justice, that seeks the truth. And I will pardon it. All right, this is similar to the search for the righteous in Sodom and Amorah. That's Sodom and Gomorrah, remember? Oh, will you spare if there's 10, you know? Verse 2, and though they say, Yahweh lives, surely they swear falsely. 8267. That's the end of Yahweh speaking. Here's Jeremiah again. O Yahweh, are not your eyes upon the truth? You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. 2342. You have consumed them. 3615. But they have refused. 3985. To receive. 3947. Correction. 4148. They have hardened, 2388, that's strengthened, their faces like a cliff, 5553. They have refused, 3985, to return. And then return back from sin. Got a little water here. Therefore I said, surely these are poor, 1800. They are foolish, 2973, for they know not the way of Yahweh, nor the judgment of Elohim. That's their God. Verse 5, I will go to the great, in other words, the leaders, and I will speak to them, for they have known the way of Yahweh. Okay, well, they're supposed to, they're the leaders. And the judgment of Elohim. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. All right, here's verse 6. Now, in this verse, the lion, the wolf, and the leopard are symbols of foreign invaders. Over which a lion from the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the steppe, 6160, shall spoil them, 7703, a leopard, 5246, shall watch, 8245, over their cities. all that go forth from there shall be torn in pieces, 2963, because their transgressions, 6588, are many, and their apostasy, 4878, is increased, 6105. And here's Yahweh speaking again. Verse 7, upon what grounds, that's one word, 335, shall I pardon, 5545, literally to lift up the sin, shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by non-Elohim. In other words, wood idols and stone idols. When I had satisfied them, 7646, that's as with food, they then committed adultery, 5003, and throng, 1413, in houses of harlots, 2181, places of pagan worship. Verse 8, they were as well-fed, 2109, horses, 5483, in lustfulness, 7904. Everyone neighed, 6670, after his neighbor's, 7453, wife, 802. They're committing adultery and messing around with their neighbor's wife. That's against Yahweh's law. Verse 9, shall I not visit punishment upon them for these things? Declares Yahweh, and shall not myself be avenged, 5358, on such a nation as this? Verse 10, go up upon her walls and destroy, but make not a full end, 3617. Take away her branches, 5493, and her branches, 5189, as children of mixed marriages. Netitzo shoteka. Okay? So theha, pardon me. Netitzo theha. Those are children of mixed marriages. For they are not Yahweh's. Of course they're not. They're broken cisterns that can't hold water, the Holy Spirit. I used that before. Verse 11, for the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda have dealt very treacherously, that's 898 doubled, against me, declares Yahweh. Verse 12, they have acted deceptively, 3584, against Yahweh and said, it is not he, neither shall harm, 7451, come upon us, neither shall we see the sword nor famine. That's Jeremiah speaking. Verse 13, and the prophets shall become wind, 7307, and the word is not in them, they're liars. Thus shall it be done to them. Well, we got those kind of prophets today that are liars, that preach Jewish Jesus and Talmud. Verse 14, wherefore thus says Yahweh, Elohe of hosts, that's the God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire. He's talking to Jeremiah. 784, and this people would, 6086, and it shall devour them. Verse 15, lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far, 4801, house of Israel, declares Yahweh. It is a mighty nation, 386. It is a nation from old, a nation whose tongue, 3956, that's language, you know not, neither can hear what they say as comprehend. You don't can't understand them. Verse 16, their quiver, 827, is an open sepulcher, that's a grave, all are mighty men. 1368. Verse 17. And they shall eat up your harvest, 7105, and your bread that your sons and daughters should eat. They shall eat up your flocks and your herds. They shall eat up your vines and your fig trees. They shall demolish your fortified cities in which you trusted, 982, with the sword. Not going to help you. Nevertheless, in those days, declares Yahweh, I will not make a full end with you. Verse 19, and it shall be when you say, for what reason does Yahweh Eloheinu all these unto us? Then you shall answer them. And he's talking to Jeremiah. This is what you're going to say to him. That as you have forsaken me and served racial aliens, 5236, Nikar, Elohe, gods, in your land, so shall you serve foreigners, that's Zarim, in a land that is not yours. Going to send them into dispersion. Verse 20. Declare this in the house of Jacob and cause it to be heard in Yehuda, saying, verse 21, and you can reference verse 21 in Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 2, and the book of Mark chapter 18, verse 18. Hear now this, foolish people, without a mind, which have eyes and can see not, which have ears and hear not. Yeshua quoted that. Fear you not me, declares Yahweh? Will you not tremble from my presence, which has placed the sand as the border of the sea, by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it? And though the waves of it toss themselves, 1607, yet they cannot prevail, though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. He set the boundaries of the sea. Come on, people, he's Yahweh, we're not. Verse 23, but this people have a stubborn, 5637, and rebellious, 4784, heart. They are turned aside, 5493, and gone. They turned away from Yahweh. Verse 24, neither say in their heart, let us revere now Yahweh Eloheinu, that gives rain, 1653, that's both the early, 3138, that's the fall rain, and the latter, 4456, that's a spring rain. In its season, that's its time, 6256, he keeps for us the ordained, 2708, weeks, 7620, of the harvest, 7105. Verse 25. Your iniquities have turned away these, and your sins have withheld good from you. It's all your own fault, in other words. Because among, verse 26, because among my people are found the wicked, they lay in wait, 7789, as crouching, 7918, fowlers, 3353, people to hunt birds. They set, 5324, a trap, 4889, they catch, 3920, men. Verse 27, as a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit, 4820. Therefore they have become great, 1431, and become rich, 6238. Who of the deceivers today, they are become great and rich by lying. Verse 28, they are grown fat, 8080. They excel, 6245. Yea, they pass over the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause, 1779. the cause of the fatherless child, yet they prosper. 6743, and the rights, 4941, of the needy they do not judge. They've impoverished all of us. They've sucked us dry. Who are these people? Take a wild guess. Little word begins with a J. Verse 29, shall I not visit punishment upon you for these, declares Yahweh? Shall not myself be avenged, 5358, on such a nation as this? That's a repeat of what he said earlier. Verse 30, an appalling, 8047, an horrible thing, 8186, has come to be in the land. Okay, that was then. It's done it again now. Verse 31, the prophets prophesy falsely, 8267, and the priests bear rule, 7287, upon their hands. And my people love it so. And what will you do at the end of it? Well, the end is coming for this age too. What are you going to do when it all comes crashing down, Israelites? If you're not prepared, if you're not prepared for the return of the Messiah, and Yahweh is going to bring an end to all this mess when Yeshua returns, you're watching it crumble now, you're watching the crazy infighting. After this last election, they're tearing each other apart up there. Lies upon lies upon lies from both sides. This guy Trump is trying to do some things that are right, but he's got wicked advisors because he's let Jews in with him and they will influence him. So he's not going to go all the way. It just is not going to happen. He has slowed down the time of trouble a bit with this. This guy's trying to do some stuff. Whether he will be allowed to accomplish that, we will have to see. Meanwhile, instead of worrying about things that we cannot influence as individual Israelites, we need, as individual Israelites, to prepare for what is coming. The Bible tells you what's coming. Let me get a hit of water. We're in the time of Jacob's trouble here in February of 2017. We're seeing all this stuff in these wars and bombings and civil wars all over the place. We're having typhoons. We're having fires. We're having earthquakes. We're having hurricanes. We're having riots in the street. Not just in America, all over the place. We're having killings and shootings and stabbings. Violence abounds. There are areas you can't go into that you formerly could. Everything is falling apart, and the empire, the financial empire, of the children of the Nakash, the seed of Canaan, the Edomite Khazars, is crumbling. And they are going into full panic mode. The Jews media, the false lying media, is in full panic mode, and alternative media is taking over. So be it. Let the will of Yahweh take over. Praise Yahweh. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the